As adults, we have a lot of opinions about the way kids these days grow up. We were in their shoes once, and now we're in charge of bringing up the next generation. But when it comes to the big things in kids' lives, like school, oftentimes they're the ones with the best insights. As 2017 comes to an end, WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello brings us this year-end wrap-up to remind us that kids say the darndest things, but also some of the wisest.
2017 greeted Wisconsin schools with news of extra support. As part of his budget proposal, Governor Scott Walker announced an increase in money for public schools, $200 extra dollars per student. Teachers and administrators had ideas about how they'd use the money, and so did kids. Here's a trio of students from Brown Deer High School.
We could use the money for textbooks. It's old information. We need an update.
I'd spend it on desks because, like, some of our desks is uncomfortable. It's sometimes hard to learn.
I spend the money on, like, better bathrooms and, like, locker rooms.
Kids also shared their opinions about the race for state superintendent, which heated up in the first part of the year. I asked students what qualities they find important in a leader, and they had plenty to say, including this thought from St. Joan Antietam student Marisa Rodriguez.
This is the reason why I wish we could vote, because we're the ones actually, like, in the education system that they're fighting to have, like, control over. So.
2017 was also a big year for students who chose to speak up in the Milwaukee Public School District. First, about the prospect of school uniforms. The Milwaukee School Board approved district-wide uniforms for the first time, but not before some of their best and brightest voiced their opinions. Like sixth grader Ava Antoni from A.E. Burdick Elementary, who talked about why she didn't want to be told what to wear.
I love music. I love wearing my David Bowie t-shirts and my Lumineers hoodie. I know that not everyone is in a band, and not everyone is into art and music like me, but that's the point. Everyone is different. They all have different styles. Everyone is unique and should be allowed to show that.
Students also weighed in on another public policy issue, DACA. Conversations about the Obama-era law protecting immigrant kids from deportation crept into Wisconsin classrooms in late summer. That's when President Trump announced DACA protections will end next year. And undocumented students like Fernanda Jimenez from Racine had a lot to say about the decision.
It's scary that I worked so much to get where I'm at or keep getting to where I want to be. And that one little thing that will just go away can tell me that all I thought would happen is just gone and I can't do what I want to do in my life.
And Fernanda didn't just voice her opinion to us. She joined countless other students in DACA protests around Wisconsin. Come fall, a big announcement hit the state. Here comes Foxconn. The tech manufacturing company picked Mount Pleasant as the site for its U.S. headquarters, and that set schools up to talk about how they can prepare students for tech jobs. Programs encouraging students to learn IT as well as teamwork and people skills got a lot of attention. Listen to Alexander and Demetrius, two students from charter school Milwaukee Collegiate Academy, who are part of a tech program at their school.
What keeps me here is this will help me when I get to college because I want to major in computer science.
For me, I want to study in mechanical and environmental engineering, which kind of relates back to the whole computer aspect of things. So it has crossed my mind that that started because of this program.
Like most every other year, 2017 saw education trends come and go. But one theme consistently reemerges when you talk to Wisconsin students. Many of them love to learn. And for them, school becomes a second home. Perhaps Elizabeth Sullivan, a senior at Nicolet High School, summed it up best.
You have a sense of, like, home almost. You're like, yeah, I go there every day. I know the people in there. Like, I'm totally fine. Everyone has their room like that, and it's so much fun. And the people here are, like, so awesome and so nice and so supportive, and you just always have a good time.
Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.